fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's reported that guards keeping an eye on the accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in New York before his suicide faked logs showing he was being checked on.
The New York Times and Associated Press saying the two corrections officers charged with checking on the most high-profile prisoner in the country every 30 minutes were, in fact, sleeping on the job for up to 3 hours and now suspected of falsifying logs showing the contrary.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, those guards have been placed on leave with the warden reassigned. A new rule that some immigrants on welfare cannot stay in the country has acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli revising the poem on the Statue of Liberty to "Give me your tired, your poor, who can stand on their own two feet."
We have always, as that poem expresses, sought those who yearn to be free, as it says in that poem, but they still need to be able to support themselves.
He was on Fox News at night. This is Fox News.
Weird about being the only male in the salon? Then swing on down to
Manly Petties, where you get your very own masculine foot bath.
Our nail technicians specialize in soaking your feet with
beer,
and they will cut your cuticles
manly instead of cute.
In addition, our chairs are designed so you'll never be cross-legged, but sitting
spread eagle.
And we don't use a delicate emery board, but instead
we use a belt sander!
So call today and make an appointment at
Manly Petties! We'll make your toes pretty because you're tired of wearing socks during sex!
Three men and a lady. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Jay Scott.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Emily Hayes.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's adorable.
It's three men and a lady.
And welcome to the show for Wednesday. That means we're about halfway through the week already. Isn't that nice? And I'm just after 6 o'clock. My name is Greg. Jay Scott, he's already getting ready for Random Facts. Emily Hayes is here. We start with a change in the forecast from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We still have a heat advisory in effect, mainly from, Elmore and Autauga County on southward, with the heat index again 105 or higher. Nothing like yesterday's stupidity. We got to 114 on the heat index with a high of 101. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, but hear me out. Some towns will get cheated. I think the best chance will be from I-85 southward on the showers and storms. But if you live along I-85 and north, there's going to be some disappointed towns because of the storm skipping that area. The overnight low tonight down to the mid-70s. Some of the storms today could be strong. Tomorrow, isolated storms can't be ruled out, but the best chance in southeast Alabama. Mostly sunny, still hot, mid-90s, but somewhat lower humidity. Tomorrow night's low 72. Friday and Saturday, I've got the rain chances under 20%. Highs in the middle 90s. Not too terrible in the humidity Friday and Saturday. Again, a step in the right direction. Right now this morning, it's oppressive. 76 degrees, 94% humidity at 6:11.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's your favorite day.
This is my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
It's like deja vu all over again.
What? No, it's nothing like that.
All right, Dan.
What is it like?
You know, it's like...
Hump Day!
Hump Day!
My favorite day.
We just started so we can end it.
Showtime.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee comes from guess what state? Our rocket scientist.
New Mexico.
New Mexico, Florida.
All right.
As always. I've had some bad first dates. I've told a story about the one where I actually never had the date. I went to the restaurant and spied on the woman I was supposed to meet and said no thanks and left.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I was immature.
Oh.
Or people at a certain radio station, when they pick up their prizes, you look in the peephole first to see if, in other words, some guys were looking to meet.
Oh, yes, I understand. Screening the guests before going out to greet them. Mm-hmm. We do that for safety now.
This is a story of a first date.
Okay.
That went in one word or less.
Bad!
This couple, she doesn't even know his last name. He gets involved in a high-speed chase with the police, and it ends like this.
County Sheriff's Office, anybody else in the car, come out with your heads up. Do it now.
He didn't say anything to you other than, I don't have a license.
You don't have a license.
And that's why he took off.
Well, he was exceeding the speed limit, driving very erratically. She was very scared in the vehicle, she told us. And she didn't really know his last name. She knew him by two different first names.
What?
Yeah.
Two different first names. Is that when your name's Robert, but people call you Rob or Bob?
I think it's when your first name is Robert and your actual name is Jeff.
Oh.
In this context, yes. So, what an experience, huh? How was your date last night? Well, we ended up in jail.
Yikes.
Now, they didn't charge her with anything because she didn't know his last name. They hadn't been out that long. I mean, minutes into the date, this whole thing comes down. It's pretty wild stuff.
Wretched.
So, and that's just one of many amazing stories you're going to hear on this radio show today.
Are those new headphones?
They are.
Well, how about?
I went to the Guitar Center yesterday. They arrived. So I don't have to wear headphones on which side. One is glued together with rolled up plastic tape.
Yeah.
You learn how to improvise
when you do this long enough, right?
Could have been a birthday present.
Uh-oh.
Could have been.
I don't want a birthday present.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You work with us.
I have one gift in mind for my birthday, to not wake up dead.
You'll know if we decide to get you something because I'll text you.
I'll return mine.
Oh, I forgot that you texted him the gift last year.
I mistakenly text you.
How did that happen, Rich?
Oh, Rich.
Just wondering. I'm asking for a friend. 6:15, Adams Drugs, the great local pharmacy chain, now up to 12 locations and the longest serving here in the River Region. And at Adams Drugs, you can appreciate real customer service. Thanks to changes in the healthcare law, we have what we call good coverage here. But there are two major pharmacy chains that won't accept our cards, which is crazy. Adams Drugs would not be one of those. So it's all about building a relationship, giving a place a chance to know you, your family, and your health situation, your particular needs, where you walk in and you don't feel like a stranger. If it was a bar, it would be named Cheers, but it's Adams Drugs, again, with locations all around the River Region. If you can hear the show over the air, there's one near you for that local hometown service, great gift shops, and, of course, all your over-the-counter needs. Please consider Adams Drugs for your next pharmacy visit. 6:16, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public School leaders are discussing school safety after last week's shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School. No one was injured in the incident. They say school safety plans differ from school to school based on location and school entryways. A Montgomery County man has been sentenced to 317 years in prison. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Kirsten Reese was sentenced for the 2016 kidnapping, robbery, and attempted murder of a Montgomery woman. His co-defendants are awaiting trial. And nearly 30 animals were seized from a Dadeville home, and now several people are facing animal cruelty charges. Police say many of the animals were malnourished, and one of the dogs showed signs of mange. Dadeville police have made 4 arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, that was a good show, huh?
During the workday, when you feel possessed by amorous intent, may I suggest that you suppress it?
Hey!
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 Hey, how you doing?
Let's get in the conference room.
I would like to invite everyone into the conference room.
I would like to have a meeting in the conference room right now.
I know for a fact that nobody in the Parks Department reads letters.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out.
6:18, Three Men and a Lady. We made national news yesterday for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yay.
What did we do this time?
I'm surprised that Andrew didn't include it in the local newscast, because anytime you've got a 60-year-old man threatening a police officer with poop.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Would that be a deadly weapon?
Well, Julian Murphy of Montgomery.
Oh.
This happened on Saturday night. Was yelling and cursing at a police officer outside the Alabama State Capitol building. Uh-huh. The cops started to approach him. Julian dropped his pants.
As you do.
I will always.
When felt threatened.
Yeah. Drop him.
Just go monkey on him, start throwing him.
He made a furtive move.
He made a move that, let's say he went butt mining. That sounds
Oh, he dug for him.
Shut up!
Yeah, he did. And then started to approach the police officer, who then tasered him and arrested him for disorderly conduct and public news lewdness. But this is what we got publicity for around the country yesterday.
Okay.
Not for the people of Fairhope saying you have to sleep in your home.
That story, by the way, came from the Montgomery Advertiser.
Hmm.
And that's what you get from a crap newspaper. Duh. They wouldn't write about me if I got hit by a truck on 85 and scattered from here to Taylor Road.
I don't want to slam anybody, but...
Local talk show host causes mess on interstate.
You're in the advertiser, aren't you, Rich?
Yeah, well, we're partners with them.
I thought you were.
Is it too late to dump that whole thing?
Maybe they'll write about you now.
Yeah. Why not? I'm in enough trouble around here. What's a little more?
Oh, awkward.
So, that breakfast was great. Thanks this morning. It was awesome. It really was.
You know what else is great? Living 6 minutes away from the radio station.
And still not getting here on time.
Shut up, I am too on time.
What's on time to you?
When I get to the building. Nothing happens up here. I'm here before anything happens. I can't get into a studio downstairs to do any work ahead of time because they're all occupied.
You will in a few weeks.
What?
When I'm out of town.
Oh.
Jay's going out
of town.
When
are you leaving?
Last week of August.
Last week of August. Will you be back by Labor Day?
I will be out on the 20th. No, I fly out on the 27th. So I'm here on Tuesday the 27th. But then I will not return until Wednesday the 4th.
I will be gone the following Friday. Since we're discussing our work schedules.
You're back on the 4th?
I am back on the 4th. You're out on the 6th.
Is that the Friday?
That follows that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I leave at noon Thursday, but that doesn't affect you.
Good thing I didn't send that vacation request, and I forgot about his.
Labor Day
is early this year, right?
It's the 2nd.
The 2nd,
yeah.
Why are you so bad about sending in your vacation request?
I don't know.
You think about it, you never do it, and then everybody else gets ahead of you.
When were you going to go?
I was going to leave the same time you were.
Oh, what?
Y'all go ahead. I'll cover the show.
You and Rich. Today's Steve Martin's 74th birthday.
How about?
It's in the timeline.
Then I'll save the clips that I have of Steve Martin. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. They invite you to, if you're wearing glasses, you're tired of schmutz. I must have gone through, schmutz. I'd say, somewhere between 8 and 10 of those glass wipe packets yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Possibly because of the humidity and everything else. It'd be so nice to just open my eyes and be able to see.
Yes.
Those who have a vision issue that can be corrected by LASIK regain that ability with the LASIK procedure. But step one, at no charge, will allow you to find out whether or not LASIK is an option for you. Call 272-2020 a little bit later this morning and make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. It takes just a couple of minutes. You could do it on a lunch break. And then you'll find out if LASIK is an option. You got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world right here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. And if you'd like to learn more about LASIK in general, visit them online at onlinemep.com. But it starts with that first appointment to see if you, in fact, are eligible for LASIK. If you need a little help financing the procedure, and the cost on this has come down over the years, you can get help from Care Credit for Qualified Customers. That's Montgomery Eye Physicians on Vaughn Road, right across from Chappie's Deli. 623, the timeline for the 14th of August is next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right along through the 6 o'clock hour, and we don't see any big issues for you if you're headed into work or school this morning. Everything looks good on the boulevard. We don't have any big problems on the interstates, and the 31s look like they are rolling along smooth this morning. Keep your eyes open for school buses. They're out picking up kids. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the owners of Manly Petty's Nail Salon comes...
Manly Spa! Where you can get a facial in your face!
Are your eyes puffy? We've replaced cucumber therapy with...
Lug nuts! In your eyes! Ah!
Need a bikini wax?
Too bad! You're getting weed wax!
And to relax, try our hot tubs filled with...
Beer!
Call today and make an appointment at...
Manly Spa! We baby grown men!
At 6:28, here's the timeline for the 14th of August with Rich Thomas.
226th day of the year, 139 days remain. Today's National Financial Awareness Day. Yeah.
I'm aware of my finances.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's International Rosé Day. So,
Isn't crackling?
I would do the rosé first and then... Be aware of your finances.
Cracklin' Rosé.
You know?
Well, that's actually what the song is about. It's mm-hmm. about red wine. Cracklin' Rosé.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond. Yeah.
Look it up.
We've never done that song.
Am I the only one?
It's not about a girl named Rosie, that's for sure.
It's National Creamsicle Day, and I haven't had one of those since I was a kid. Invented in 1905. It's also VJ Day. 74 years ago, 1945, World War II ended with Japan's surrender on this day.
I thought it had something to do with MTV.
VJ Day. Oh, man. Those days. 263 years ago, in 1756, Daniel Boone, who was a man, was a big man, married 16-year-old Rebecca Bryan. Their marriage lasted 56 years, and they had 10 children. 118 years ago in 1901, nurse Clara Moss, so determined to prove that yellow fever was spread by mosquitoes, she allowed herself to be bitten by one, and she was right. She was dead within 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
1925. This is the day Mount Rushmore figures were proposed. There's four American presidents. They are Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Theodore Roosevelt, I should say. 84 years ago in 1935, FDR signs the Social Security Act into law, creating unemployment insurance and pension plans for the elderly. Yeah, be collecting on that pretty soon. You're collecting already?
Who, yeah. Me?
Yeah,
Social I'll Secure? Never collect.
No, I'm not collecting on that.
Not a lot of money. I've looked into that. 66 years ago, in 1953, David Mullaney Sr. noticed that his son was having a difficult time playing baseball. He was always breaking windows or losing balls on the school roof. So he took a round-shaped perfume carton, cut slots into both halves, and when he threw the new ball, it curved. His amazing new invention was called
the wiffle ball.
You are right about
wow,
that.
Wow, I got yeah. one right.
There you go. 1958 on this date, Elvis Presley's mom, Gladys, died. At her funeral 2 days later, Presley was so overcome with grief he was unable to stand and had to be supported. 500 police at the service to keep the gigantic crowd at bay on
bless
this date.
It.
1962, Ringo Starr received a telephone call from John Lennon asking him to join the Beatles. Ringo said, hello, and then he said, yes. 1965, Sonny and Cher started a 3-week run at number one with I Got You, Babe, which is also the song on the alarm clock when during the whole
Groundhog
mm-hmm. Day.
Yeah.
It keeps playing. The McCoys' Hang On Sloopy is released on this date, official state song of the state of Ohio. 48 years ago in 1971, Rod Stewart releases Maggie May. Wake up, I got something to say to you. And now our song of the day. And talked about a summer song. This one qualifies more than most. The year is 1976. Song about coming of age and adolescent love. Working on those night moves in the sweet summertime of our youth. From Detroit, Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, on your timeline. Are you ready for some night moves in the morning on your timeline?
A little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves.
In the summertime, sweet summertime.
Summertime.
And speaking of the summertime, 16 years ago in the summertime, 2003, 50 million people lost power in a blackout that hit the northeastern U.S. and part of Canada. 9 months later, lots of bambinos. Birthdays today. Tim Tebow is still a very young 32 today. Halle Berry still looks great at age 53. Magic Johnson is still full of magic at 60. Rusty Wallace is a NASCAR driver. He's 63 today.
Somebody once told me that. They never met me. Called me up one time and said, you sound like you look like him, Rusty Wallace.
Rusty Wallace.
I didn't even know who he was.
He's not a bad looking dude. More blonde, though.
Yeah.
Susan St. James. Remember her? She's 73.
She was hot.
McMillan and wife, right?
Yes. Yes.
With Rock Hudson. She was also on Kate and Ellie. Steve Martin, you just mentioned, he's 74. David Crosby somehow is still alive at 78.
Should I post my Thanksgiving photo with David Crosby
it's
today?
He
I
got
think
that,
I do it every year.
He got that bonus liver.
Well, he got the bonus liver, then he started sharing his stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're sharing his stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's a big Father's Day at Crosby household.
Dash Crofts of Seals and Crofts fame is 79 today.
Wow.
Countdown, 16 days till Labor Day weekend, and the Duncan and Sons predict-a-thon is that same day. The next day is SEC football. Birthday season starts 4 Fridays later. Thanksgiving in 106 days. Christmas is 133 days away. That's all I've got on your timeline.
With your host, Rex Thomas. Happy birthday,
Steve. The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, excuse me!
In a way, all of us have an El Guapo to face someday.
Well, I'm rambling round. I'm a rambling guy.
We are two wild and crazy guys!
I did not like King Tut, though.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I remember watching it on SNL the first night. And, of course, when we were a little impaired. And everything was funny. It was the way he was kind of impaired. Yeah, he was a good physical comedian, too, because the way he moved his body. And I used to be able to recite the entire side of Let's Get Small. I was a big Steve Martin fan all the way. It is 6:35. You mentioned in the timeline that following that blackout in New York, a lot of babies were born. I think if we had a blackout here, we'd have a lot of funerals with the heat the way it is. Let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Right, you are. I can't imagine what life was like here in this part of the world without air conditioning, especially when you take a day like yesterday. Today, heat advisory is still in effect. Heat index 105 or higher. High around 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, but particularly from I-85 southward today. So in other words, north of I-85, you know, it's risky. You may or you may not get anything. A couple of stronger storms possible. There could be a couple of warnings, and your weather app, our weather app, will keep you up to date on that. Overnight low tonight, mid-70s. Tomorrow, isolated storms can't be ruled out, but mainly southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Still hot, but somewhat more tolerable humidity tomorrow. Highs in the mid-90s. Low tomorrow night, 72. Friday and Saturday. I've got the rain chances under 20% both days. Mid-90s for highs, but not too terrible on the humidity here in central Alabama. In southeast Alabama, no change at all. Right now this morning, we have 76 degrees, 94% humidity. The time is 6:37.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, we heard on Fox News this latest information on the guards.
Who logged that they were checking on Epstein every 30 minutes, but they found him asleep.
Asleep.
Yeah.
And other little mysteries about this suicide. The guy who predicted that, not just a few weeks ago, but many months ago, was Terry Adams. He'll be joining us tomorrow when he's here. I'll ask him if they still have some jet skis over at Adams Motorsports, because in his day job, he is the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Jet skis, man, if you love the water, to me, having done both the boat and the jet ski experience, the jet ski is the far better option. It's more of an individual thing. It's like being able to take a motorcycle out on the water. If you enjoy speed, the spray, there's nothing like it. Plus, a jet ski can take you into areas that a boat just can't, unless you're interested in shearing off your propeller. Kawasaki puts their money up behind their, not only their jet skis, but their motorcycles as well. So you can get a super low interest rate with just decent credit. You don't have to meet a bank standard. So whether it's a motorcycle, a scooter from Kymco, something great for off-road fun with Polaris, or, of course, back in the water with the Kawasaki jet ski, you can get it financed right there at Adams Motorsports and get your credit app started right now at adamsmotorsports.com. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime today. We got time to get a traffic update in, don't we?
It's a roll of the dice.
We're not playing Yahtzee here, so
it's showtime.
I'll pass. Now let's see how well this works out. We got a minute to learn. So.
This is a heavy subject that we're getting into.
Yeah. The average person. Getting 36 pounds in a relationship.
And, yeah.
We're just eavesdropping on Ryan.
I know, but
who's reciting his daily routine.
And we can hear it.
There we go.
Quick, pop on your TV to CBS 8 or ABC 32.
Oh, my goodness. I need more coffee in my life.
Stretching the soup here.
I'm a tired panda.
Tired panda?
Yeah.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day.
You know you got
Live
another pet.
From Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It turns out we don't just get into relationships for emotional fulfillment. Okay. We're totally in it for stomach fulfillment, too.
Yeah, the average person now gains a delicious 36 pounds in a long-term relationship. That's according to a new study. And we don't exactly wait to start packing all that on.
Oh my God.
We gain 17 of those pounds in the first year.
Well, all right. Talking about relationship weight this morning, let's bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm currently losing weight.
Yeah.
I think this is totally valid.
No, I can tell you it's totally valid.
Yeah.
I mean, when you first get married or you're in a long-term thing, you say, honey, I'm home. And then after a while, it's, what's for dinner? but I'm trying to reverse that right now. But I think here's my theory, and then you guys tell me whether you agree or not. When you're single, go to the gym and take a survey and ask the people, are you married or single? Are you in a relationship or not? I think you would find that most people are looking.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to look good.
So, because that increases your chance of finding your dream boat.
Obviously, yeah.
So, then you do, and you start going out for nice dinners, and you're happy, and you don't have that frustration that you need to purge through heavy-duty exercise.
And the holidays come up.
Your first Christmas together, you're baking cookies.
One thing leads to another,
Our doctor calls it happy weight.
Happy weight. That's a great clinical
because we
term.
Talked to her about it, and...
they didn't hear that.
Yeah. Love chum.
That was the producer saying he calls it love chum.
So we are, once we get this move finished, there's a nice park in the neighborhood, and we're going to start our exercise routine because husband and I are part of this.
Uh-huh.
You put on the weight after you get married kind of thing.
But it is happy weight. I like that. Happy
weight. It is happy weight.
Yeah. Now, I have heard stories where somebody in a couple... did not gain weight. In fact, started working out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out that he was stepping out on her because he lost the weight and realized he was attracting
more women.
All right,
ladies, there you go. There's a key indicator there.
I'm telling you that's a fact. That's not a theory. That's a fact.
If after the marriage,
the story is you got to go to the gym and everywhere else together.
Never leave each other's side. And we can't not mention the outlier couples, those couples that post the videos on Instagram of them doing all these couple workouts together, and they're doing these dual yoga poses and
Kristen
on each other's backs. I mean,
his and her
scroll very fast past that.
Unfollow.
Yeah. What are you doing? Unfollow. Block. I don't
need
that kind of negativity in my life.
That's Jalea.
Have you noticed Jalea's earrings today? They are stunning.
Yeah,
they just so compliment her.
Looking up here in the monitor here, it's
and with the long straight hair on the one side.
Step up and get a little bit closer to the camera.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You guys know how to make me feel special.
So what do you say?
I was going to comment on the survey, but you know what? I just have nothing else to say now. I'm just.
So what do you think? Should I go out for Christmas this year and get his and her Pelotons?
No.
I agree. I think we'll look for something else.
Wow.
Okay.
What about you, Jay?
It's happy weight, sure. Yeah. No, I don't...
I think...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, go right ahead.
I thought you were at a loss for words there. I was going to say, I think they also a part of it. You mentioned a lot of couples do find ways to, like, work out together, and that's their thing. But I think that a lot of times you're just spending a lot of time together, And so, like, maybe the time that you would have been, like, working out and that kind of thing, maybe you just have to find more time
to do
that.
I guess that could be. Because,
Yeah, because dinner and a movie sounds better than dinner and aerobics.
Let's go forklifting, honey.
Everything sounds better than exercise.
The other thing, too, is I like to cook, so I make... Yeah, I had to stop with the hash brown casseroles and all that stuff.
That helped. Yeah,
I think we all were affected by that.
That helped my waistline a little bit when you stopped that.
I mean, you start to get these thoughts. You're like, if I gain weight, what's she going to do?
Oh, we should send them over there, Julia? The hash brown casserole?
Yeah, if y'all are looking for a place.
Just if you need to drop them off somewhere, we can do this every day.
It's never going to happen.
Unrealistic expectations.
3 miles is so far away.
All right, guys.
See you.
Just run a 5K over here. You guys, tomorrow morning. Have a good one.
All right.
And if you want to hear more from Through and In Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
We got to do something about this studio shot.
Why?
Because this light over my head makes my hair look white. And this chair makes me look tubby. It does. No wonder Ryan.
This microphone makes me look pale.
I like it.
And my porridge is cold.
Who's got the good porridge today?
I'm telling you, sandwiches were wonderful.
It was perfect.
Yes.
A rocket scientist earlier this morning was brought to you by Applied Security. There's a lot of crazy people out there, and you want to protect you and your family from them. And a local company, Applied Security, Mark and Vicky, first started in 1987. They have been providing security here at Blue Water since I started working here. And they offer state-of-the-art technologies to protect you, your business, a commercial property, whatever it is you need. And they can also take over your existing monitoring. So if you're just looking to get started with a good basic security for you, your home, or your business, or you're not happy with the situation you have currently, protecting everything from burglars to bonfires, Applied Security can help. Call 279-8338, 279-8338. Applied Securities Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. We'll hit the traffic dungeon, come back today with the cheap and trashy.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Wednesday morning traffic, and we don't see a lot of issues to slow you down this morning. It looks like a good time to be traveling. The interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard, and the 31s are all rolling smooth. Look out around the Air Force Base gates. Traffic starting to build up there and around the school zones. Fall semester classes at Trentham State Community College begin this Friday. Call 420-4200 today. Trentham State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk!
Here, try this.
What brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. A mullet? Maybe you can get hair extensions and bring back 1980s hair fashions. And while you're at it, tease, spike, and aquanet your hair to give it that extra 80s oomph.
I love aquanet.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It just have a stiffening property that few other hairsprays do. And it's cheap. $1.09 at Food Outlet, cost plus 10%. All right, Bachelorette. I actually have Jackie Gleason say her name.
Rachel.
Rachel Lindsay has announced, and I don't understand why somebody would do this, that she has slept with two of her three finalists. Is that what that show is about?
I don't watch it. I've never watched it.
I don't either.
I don't either. Rich?
No, I do not watch shows like that.
Does Kristen watch it?
I don't either.
I have no idea.
But my job isn't to tell you about what I watch or what I think you should watch. My job is to report the gossip, the cheap and trashy stuff about people that are allegedly famous. I wouldn't know if I woke up next to her.
But you used to have to do that, though, right? You used to have to watch stuff you didn't want to.
Yes,
watch.
In the doing radio in the pre-internet days, yes.
And the pre-TiVo or the DVR days,
yes,
you had to watch it.
They would tell us moonlighting is one that really pops to mind.
Yeah, that was a clever show. Great writing.
Our target audience was women, and women loved that show. So I had to torture myself to make sure I watched it and kept up so I could sound like I knew what I was talking about.
Didn't like it, though.
It was all right.
I know it was like Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd, but what was it about?
An hour long.
That's my life.
Britney Spears shopped at Target 80 times last year. Isn't she just like one of us?
She's just like one of us, y'all.
Somehow E!
Where's
News...
Where's Menthol Meredith on that? I seen Britney down at the Target.
She's a Walmart shopper. She's not a Target. E! News got a hold of financial documents for an ongoing conservatorship case, and they reveal that she shopped at Target a lot last year, more than 80 times. Also frequented Home Depot, Hobby Lobby... Walmart. There's a Walmart in there.
Ah, it's a Walmart.
7-Eleven, Bed Bath & Beyonce, and Pier 1 Imports. $66,000 on household supplies.
She's just a normal person.
She's just like one of us.
Underneath all those millions of dollars in that fine body that she's taking good care of.
$66,000 spent.
See, I can say that now. 20 years ago when she first came on, you couldn't say.
Right.
She was 16.
We didn't know. All right. I mean, come on. The music she does. Mike Tyson smokes $40,000 worth of pot every month.
What?
Yeah.
How do you function?
I don't know. I really don't know. He does a podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. He and his business partner smoke about 40 grand worth of pot a month. I think he opens some stores, too. They smoked about 10 tons of weed at their ranch every month. But with him, at least in Mike Tyson's case, how can you tell? Yesterday, the big story all day was Cuomo, Chris Cuomo from CNN, going ballistic on a Trump voter who called him Fredo. And Cuomo, among other ridiculous things, said, that's the newsman's version of the N-word.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, he finally backed off because he got so much grief over this. He says, there is a lesson in this. No need to add to the ugliness. I should be better than what I oppose.
That was the not-so-great brother, right?
Fredo was the betrayer. Fredo was the one that Michael...
took a boat ride?
Michael had him killed, but he waited until after their mother died.
That's right. He says, as long as my mother's alive, make sure that he's okay.
Opera star Placebo Domingo facing sexual harassment allegations.
Jeez.
Placebo Domingo was often confused with...
It's Enrico Palazzo!
Placebo.
Hugh Grant says his greatest movie is Paddington 2. Anybody see that?
No.
Yeah.
We did.
I did. Paddington, look up Rotten Tomatoes and everything like that. You'll see a 100%.
Really?
Paddington. The sequel probably got 96, but the first one, 100%.
I loved Paddington Bear as a kid.
And I missed. Is that? Oh, that's a stuffed animal thing.
Yeah, it's kid. It's a kids or family film. Kids film that if you want to go that way. But it's very. It's just, you know, got a lot of, what are they? You know, a lot of utzpah. Got a lot of heart.
Jay-Z is going to be a live music strategist for the NFL.
Oh.
A live music strategist. That's a great title.
How do you get that job?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess you have to be Jay-Z.
It's not like he needs the money. He's a billionaire. He can be once. And Dennis Leary, I'm disappointed to see he's doing an anti-holiday series for Fox called A Moody Christmas.
Hmm.
But if they're going to do something like that, Dennis Leary's probably a good choice.
Right? Yeah, probably.
He's a little... And later on, somebody went to all the trouble to recast Woodstock if they were doing it this year, but with bands that would replicate what happened in the original one.
I don't follow you.
I got lost.
Really?
I...
They what they did was they took the original wood cast. The original Woodstock. And they rewooded the entire artist lineup with contemporary.
Oh, I see. What would it be like today if they did it?
Like today's Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah. I see where you're going.
It's okay. Take your face from behind
That's
your hands.
That's all right. They rewooded it.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. And you know what happens in 3 minutes? Less than 3 minutes, to be exact. Do you know? Anybody here?
Jeff Pasley's office opens at Millbrook.
Yeah, Family Chiropractic opens because they have super flexible hours. You need to be flexible? They're flexible for you. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to noon and 2 to 6. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, they're open from 7 to noon. I mean, this is perfect. If you live in the River region, if you work in Montgomery but you live in Wetumpka, then just pop on over to Millbrook and get straightened out, literally. It's a good thing. Having the flexibility to go to the chiropractor, to stay on your wellness path and not miss work, that's super, super helpful. Another thing that's helpful is that on the website, if you're a new patient, you can fill out your new patient paperwork. Visit MillbrookChiropractor.com for that and more info. Call them at 285-8483, 285-8483. They'll answer the phone they'll probably answer it now, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But technically in 2 minutes. That's Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
Get rewooded.
I'm so humiliated. There will be no convoluted intro to
Roll
Tide. No! You know what? I do think that whole thing that just happened deserves a cheese slice.
Even though I did get a note yesterday from a listener, a Facebook message
said,
that's when somebody sends you information through Facebook.
That's a gift.
Walked right in.
Yes, really thank you very much. I owe you one now. Anyway, I look forward to that every morning. So I guess people do. I don't know. I just run this thing. As we close in on Fox News at 7 with a quick look at traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Wednesday morning traffic, and we don't see a lot of issues to slow you down this morning. It looks like a good time to be traveling. The interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard, and the 31s are all rolling smooth. Look out around the Air Force Base gates. Traffic starting to build up there and around.